Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Your man, Earl B. And of course, I got the man in the building. And he said he ready to go in on some people. And first of all, last week I told y'all about my homeboy. Marcus Jones was outside giving tickets to DJs last week. He gave a ticket to DJ Montel last week. What did Montel actually do, Mark? What did he actually do? Did he park in the handicap? What did he actually do?
You keep saying I gave him a ticket. but to ride along with that joke, I didn't give him a ticket.
Oh, what you?
I gave him a citation.
Oh, you gave him a citation?
For carrying them goddamn crates around.
Montel, come on,
Montel,
man.
You know I had to get you.
Oh, man, he got a citation?
The only nigga I know born in the hood, that's a motherfucking albino.
Yeah.
Was he adopted? Or was his mama
Shout out to Montel, baby. It's the sit down.
It's all love, Montel.
You know what I'm saying? It's the sit down. First and foremost, you know, we got a lot of special guests in the building. Mark, we got a lot of special guests today, man. And today, man, you dropped the classics, man, on the women today.
Oh yeah, show was tricky for the women.
Classic.
I think I might do that again tomorrow. Tomorrow I think I'm gonna go twice. I'm gonna do the women again, and then later on the day I'm gonna do the men.
You ought to do the women for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the women
because I'm gonna tell you, man, the Natalie Cole ending, man.
Oh yeah,
classic. And we even got a lady in the building that said that, you know, you play Natalie Cole, they gonna sing.
That song, it was those two songs, automatically.
Absolutely.
Automatically.
You know what I'm saying?
Natalie Cole was the first. She was even before Karen White came.
Come on, man. All that.
Right.
Superwoman. All that. Superwoman.
That was the national anthem for the night. All that.
All that. Natalie Cole. I started off with that. You know. I started off with Superwoman.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. Hey, check this out, man. Today, man. We gonna go. I was doing a lot of thinking today, man. And we talked about a lot of these groups, man. You know, and we gave you gave them a grade. All right. We talked about High Five, Bloodstone, Chocolate Milk, Jodeci, Confunction, Al Hudson in One Way. We talked about New Edition. We talked about the Manhattans. We talked about the Shy Lights, T Connection, Roger Troutman and Zap, Gladys Knight and the Pips. We talked about a lot of people, man. We talked about the Barcades, man. But here's the thing, Mark, man. I'm gonna tell you this, man. Riding in your car in the Chevy. See, I see all these people think that all these people who don't know the Chevy. Why the fuck don't give real homage to the Chevy? I give homage to the Chevy.
Which one? I had two of them.
I'm talking
the
about
gold one or the red one.
The gold. You know that was my car.
The one I set up on the hill.
You know that.
On the hill at,
Amen. Amen. Check this out. Listen. The maroon one was cool. That was cool. But he know
about this. He know gold one.
He know the gold one was it. I'm talking about the gold one was me and him. We used to pull up at Worlds of Fun. See, the gold one was it.
Hey, here's what's funny when you say that. I didn't even know who he was.
So he over here.
My rock wasn't me from Parallel on the slang, but I saw it.
Mark, we talk about some famous love songs, but today, man, I really need you to go on this right here, because you know what? I was really thinking about this, man, and I went and I did some Googling.
Did you? Yeah. Uh-oh, you cheated, huh? Google instead of calling me?
No, here's the thing. We talked about Marvin and Tammy.
Right.
Man, I had no idea. That in
the library they got?
In that era.
Yeah.
In that era. That album they had, they never promoted it, man. And I've been listening to that album, Mark. Classic. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
And so when we talk about all of these different, we talk about all of these different elements and all of these different phases, man. We gonna talk about bad management today, man. We talk just a little bit about it. We talk just a little bit about it, Mark. And I'm gonna just put it to you like this, man. They was on top of the game, but I just don't understand why they didn't reach the ultimate epitome.
Who you talking about, Marvin and Tammy?
Marvin and Tammy, man.
Tammy had an early untimely death.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
That's part of the reason. They reached it, but then she had that untimely ultimate death, and that really messed Marvin up mentally.
Yeah.
That really messed him up, and then he got caught off in the drugs.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean,
a lot of people that's out there might be asking, well, that was, how you know? You was too young and all that.
Yeah.
I know how to read, damn it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
I know how to research. I know how to read. If I like artists and I like his lifestyle, love, I'm going to research and to see everything I can know about it.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that shook him up too, Mark. I believe it shook him up from an extent, from an extent of, because after that, the next few albums became more political.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And we talked about them. We talked about them.
He became a social musician.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's what I want to ask you right out the gate, Mark. Outside of them, we talked about Peaches and Herb. We talked about a few different people. And this is what I didn't know until your ass reminded me. Fucking went to B-side.
What are you talking about?
Peaches and Herb.
Yeah.
And first of all, to you, let me just clarify what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Peaches number one. I'm talking about Peaches number one because there was two other
Her
people.
Her run was short.
Yeah.
But she started out with late 50s, early 60s singing with Herb, and then right about 1969, 1971 is when the Peaches that we know about came into play. And the biggest call for them was that we know was reunited. But they had a couple of them that was just as big as that.
Hey, Mark, her voice mm-hmm. was just as good as Tammy's. Her voice was just, I'm talking about the Peaches number one. And they don't know about Peaches number one.
Because, some do now thanks to Unsung.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Unsung.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. So, Mark, I want to go right off into this, man. First of all, man, we used to ride like crazy, man, to the Gap Band. All right, and I ain't talking about the Gap Band with Yearning for Your Love, all that. I'm talking about No Hiding Place, stuff like that.
The Gap Band.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking
about whole band.
Oops, upside your head. Huh? Say oops, upside your head.
Green say what? Green you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
you
now.
See what I'm saying? I'm talking about that Gap Band.
Right.
I'm talking about that Gap Band. I'm talking about the Gap Band with fucked up hair. You know what I'm saying?
Curtis wasn't right.
shiny cowboy suit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the cowboy hats.
Right.
Right. So Mark, here's the thing about it. And I know to you we don't really do the comparison thing, man, but I'm going to just put it to you like this, man. No Hiding Place, man. The only reason why Yearning for Your Love, man, got all that airplay because of the radio.
Well, No Hiding Place got a hell of a lot of radio airplay, too.
Yeah, but not like
Yearning
that.
Yearning for Your Love got a lot of airplay because if you notice back then when we was young, the instrumental version of that is what they used to play at 11:59.
Absolutely.
When the radio station went off at midnight.
Absolutely.
So that's what really put that song over the
road. Yeah, and that's when TV went off.
Right. TV went off at 12 o'clock.
That's when life went off.
TV went off.
Street lights came on and the TV went off.
That was it. But that's what put Yearning for Your Love a little bit higher than that. But No Hiding Place is a cooker, though. No, without a doubt.
So, definitely. So, we're going to talk about some music, man, and I'm talking about the airplay, the difference. And here's the thing about, I'm not knocking that song. First of all, don't talk about Earl and Marcus. They just got a podcast now. They beating up on songs. We don't give a damn about all that and what you say. But what we going to do, I'm just saying, Mark, that song alone, and for people who don't know, they you know, they act like they don't know about no hiding place, man. You know, and you kick some science on them about Al Hussein before One Way. You know,
since you brought that up,
you know
I always come prepared.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what this is, man. You know,
I always come prepared.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Give you a little snippet.
Right. Yeah.
We gonna keep talking while it's playing.
Yeah. It's the miseducation.
The snippet clue.
The miseducation of classic music.
This is not a
playing in the background.
Oh, we ain't even got words.
The Soul Partners.
Yes.
Before One Way.
Before One Way. You know.
Some people might know this, some people might not.
I guarantee you they don't.
But one thing for sure, you can't Google a Shazam this motherfucker.
Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know what I mean? You can have a crate in the 40 in an album, but this one in a new
one. Yeah. You got to know about music.
One question while it's playing in the background. How many people out there know about 78s?
45s.
Let Al talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, this is the sit down. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth and no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who help spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that will help move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belton, and welcome to the sit down. Welcome to the sit down. Welcome to the sit down. Hey, Mark, man, we got a special guest in the building, man. We got Mr. Eric Williams in the building.
In the building, Mr. Clipping the Please.
Mr. 913.
Mr.
From the door.
You know what I'm saying? He came on.
I always tease the dot, but the dot is a great place.
Absolutely.
Though. Great place over there.
Yeah.
You know, I owe him a lot of money, as they say.
You
I got about five baby mamas in the dot.
You owe some money over there, Mark.
Yeah, they say I owe some money over there. Okay. I don't want my dad.
Okay. That's what they say.
From the 913, I didn't hate Mark. That was just a little jealous.
Yeah.
It's a different disrespect, you know what I mean?
You know, hey, check this out, man. Mark, we got off into a lot of stuff last week, man.
Right.
But I really wanna go back to where we left off at.
Let's go.
Promoters. You was telling a story about a certain individual that you was at a concert. That they had, and you was outside. And first and foremost, that's where we be at all the goddamn time.
Pretty much.
Outside.
But!
Trying to find which door to hit.
But absolutely. Absolutely. This is before we got some credentials.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Mark, this particular concert, do you remember who was there when that concert was going on? When you was talking about this guy? This guy who said that he done something for you.
It was New Edition.
It was New Edition?
It was New Edition, yeah. This is when Bobby Christina died and Bobby didn't make the show here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was New Edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it at the Midland?
Yeah, it was at the Midland.
Okay.
That's my boy. Shout out to Hudson Baxter from the Loop, from the Dirty Loop.
Yeah.
He was a personal security for Johnny Gill.
Yeah.
So I was down there to see him too. Me and Chance was down there. Chance Cochran.
Absolutely. And shout out to Chance. Absolutely. Yeah. Shout
and
out to Chance.
Came out, did that disrespectful shit till I had to pull him to the side and just put a little bug in his ear. You know what I'm saying? Wake him up.
But
speedy recovery to Chance.
But here's the thing, man. Here's the thing, man. It wasn't even his show, bro.
Well, let him tell it was.
I'm just saying. You know, we're going to keep it real.
Key four words. Let him
tell
it.
Yeah. Well, moving to the concert, Mark. Hey, man, why you press this boy like polyester, man? You press this boy like polyester, man.
I didn't press him. I didn't press him at all. He probably don't even remember the situation, or he probably done spoke on saying his
yeah. sister.
He knows to keep his certain comments to a very limited issue.
Absolutely.
Because of what happened, I let it go by. Like I said, I let it go by because I knew when he was a kid. Yeah. I mean, I used to date his sister in high school at Basile High School.
For real?
Of course. Yes, yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
You dated his sister?
I used to date his sister.
Well, did of you? Course. Did you? No. Did you?
I was thinking I was like a sophomore at that time, you know what I'm saying? Running wild.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? We just had a little crush, little thing going on.
Did you feel on her ass?
You know, damn, dog. I mean, too respectful. Oh, her. I'm respectful now.
I mean, I know you. Hey, man.
I'm not going to do the lady yeah, like that, right, man. Not on the air.
Okay.
In case Evelyn might be listening.
And shout out to my homegirl. You dig what I'm saying? Shout out to my homegirl. But, you know. Hey, man.
Right.
Shout out to my homegirl, man. Shout out to your wife, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my homegirl, man. We, you know, these are all jokes. We just playing around.
Casey, right. Casey.
You know.
913.
So, we talked about Lewis Gray. In your personal opinion, do you feel like Lewis Gray didn't get his actual props the way that he should have gotten?
Oh, he did. During the time he was doing his thing, all he did, he was much loved, well reception. Yeah. Lewis Gray did a hell of a job. Then his son Marvin came along, did some things too.
Marv did some hell of a job.
Lewis Gray did, I mean, from the 70s when we was kids, he bought all the major shows.
Marv, his son did it.
And then another guy, no harm intended, rest his soul, who was somewhat like Mitch, but was more of an upscale because he had a nightclub to take the groups to at that time. Larry J.
Absolutely.
Larry J. the DJ.
Larry J. was a black front man for,
man.
You know, Fritz Entertainment. Fritz and Klein Entertainment at that time.
Absolutely.
Larry J. used to have his name, like it was his show and everything, but, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, put it on like it was his show. He got his cut. They did their thing. But Larry was more respectful to it and did better things in the way these guys doing today.
Absolutely.
That's why I give Larry his utmost respect.
Got
Larry
to.
Don't know this. I never get a chance to tell him because we don't know when we're going to leave this earth.
Absolutely.
But I sucked up a lot of game from Larry. Man
Larry J was it. Larry J, the reason why. Larry J, the reason him and Captain Von Zell, the reason why I even got to be a DJ at 12 years old.
Sucked up a lot of game from the brothers.
This is something, man, that I got to, when we talk about Larry J, man. I met the Force MDs, man, at Larry J house. Mm-hmm. This is when, you know, Larry was helping the Force MDs. They was here in Kansas City. At his house.
Another group had major hits. Piss Poor Bro.
You know what, man? Mm. You know what, man? That angers me, man. And we talk about this management.
It's the record deals, man. It's the record deals.
Yeah,
that's why
man.
It pays to educate yourself. Educate yourself before you sign that dotted line.
Yeah.
You pretty much sign your life away if you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely, man.
You know what I mean? And like we read a couple of weeks ago about our homeboy here that broke major hits for a lot of groups.
Major hits.
Ernest Bishop, Dixon.
Ernest wrote so many hits, man.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys who was like that, man, that signed that dotted line, don't know what they're doing. They're just happy to be in the game. You know, they take the little name of the fame, but ain't got a dollar to piss in.
Man, I'm going to tell you this, man. We talked about one of my favorite groups, and they pissed me off. Jagged Edge.
Man. Oh, yeah, when I told you
that kind of, I'm talking about I was at that right there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That right there.
And to reiterate on that, it was in Columbia when I seen him. And our homeboy here, DJ Rice.
Absolutely. Shout
DJ
out to
DJ Rice.
Absolutely. Shout out to DJ Rice.
He's the promoter that they did it to a concert he had him to down in Columbia.
Yeah.
Where they did like 3-4 songs, dropped the mics, and walked off.
Yeah.
I went to Rice.
Yeah.
And his boy.
Yeah.
You want to get the Knicks back on stage? You want to get some money back?
Absolutely.
It's your call.
Absolutely.
I got you.
Absolutely.
He just. Swallowed the pill and chalked it up.
Yeah.
Better man than me.
You know, I mean.
They wouldn't have made it to the airport.
Yeah, man.
With that money in their pocket.
You can't do that, man.
Nah.
Can't do that.
After I just gave you cash?
I mean.
You gonna do me like that in my backyard?
But see, they did that here, man. They did that here. And what people don't understand is this right here, Mark. First of all, let's break this shit down. When you go to a concert at a club. We need to break this shit down more because people don't understand.
Right.
And you know, me and you be there cracking jokes, as usual. People think because it's a concert at a club that you're going to get a whole goddamn damn concert. Yeah. And then they like, why they come on at 1 o'clock? Why they come on at 1:30? Can you please tell the people, man?
Well, a lot of times that depends on the promoter.
Absolutely.
Such as to say, the modern days, these promoters nowadays, they feel that if the ticket sales don't make enough money, they're not going to go in their pocket and pay that artist the other half of their money.
Say that again, brother.
So most artists is not going to go on that stage till they get their money.
Say that again, brother.
Then you got some artists that will still go on stage because they got the love of their fans. Absolutely. They're going to give you a brief show and go. And you'll never know what happened.
So now.
But then you got some artists, they don't get their money because the love of the art, they still going to give you one hell of a show.
Yeah.
But they're going to let you know what done went down.
Absolutely.
So you can deal with that promoter. Absolutely. And don't look bad on them. You
absolutely. And they ain't coming back.
A lot of promoters don't want that to be on them.
Absolutely.
That they did a fucked up show because of an asshole promoter.
Absolutely. Yeah, now.
But that's just the way it is.
I need you to clarify this. I need you to clarify this. Because, see, people really don't understand this game. And I want to break this down, Mark. There's a difference between a walkthrough and a performance.
Big difference.
Okay. So big now, difference. People was paying money thinking that they was getting a concert, but they was just getting a walkthrough.
Goes back to the promoter. Now, that's on the promoter. Well, he paid the artist $2,500, $5,000 to show up.
Yeah.
Walk through.
Yeah.
Never agreed to sing.
Never agreed to sing.
So, fans, people don't know that. So the promoter think if the fans get to bug him, crying upset something, he might sing one or two songs or do something.
Yeah.
Some artists might put their song on and do something, and some be like, that's going to cost you about $5,000 for me to sing anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, we have it.
I asked Mark.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you this. I asked him the same thing. We had a concert over in the 913.
Yeah.
I ain't going to drop names, but it did the same thing.
Yeah.
As they did it, it was like, he's in town. He's in town. He's on the way.
Yeah.
The show started at 8.
Yeah.
At 11:30, he showed up. Like, I'm here, and they did his thing. Because I asked him, with the same questions you asked him, Mark.
Absolutely.
About walk through.
We know about this.
I asked him, and I was like, so, Mark, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Because like Mark said, he sang over probably total.
Yeah.
He did 20 minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because he snippeted over every song.
Absolutely.
That we already knew.
Example,
so it was like, I'm going to do this one y'all like. One more. Hit that easy. That's it. It was like, keep singing. Yeah. We didn't been here since 8 o'clock. You didn't get here until 11:30.
Exactly.
Absolutely. The club closed at 1. So you ain't going to give us a... He gave us, like you said, the walkthrough. Absolutely. Or the what's called it. And you buy tickets like, hey, tonight we got Big John in the club. I ain't going to drop his name. Big John in the club.
I mean, so but that's how they go, man.
We paying, and so everybody's like, okay, $25, $30 to see Big John, go. Big John get there, shake hands, kiss babies, and sing. And then let us sing.
See you later.
Let us sing it.
Yeah, see, we talked about that, Mark.
Let us sing.
We talked about that last week. To educate
the people real quick.
Yeah.
When you see the flyers or you hear that advertisement about an artist supposed to be coming to a club or someone performing, the key words is live special guests or performing live.
Say it.
If you don't hear that performing.
Yeah.
They're not going to be performing.
They're not getting
They're going to be there to shake your hand. Absolutely. Take pictures and they're be
out.
Gone.
We out.
Key word is performing. Yeah. If you don't hear performing, that clears the promoter. I never told you they was performing. But no, you charge us $25, $30 that this guy's going to be able to sing.
Yeah.
I never said they was performing.
See.
Right. But those are nickel and dime in the backyard.
Yeah.
Want to be promoters.
Absolutely.
That got the game so messed up. That's why Kansas City's with it. But like you say, a lot of the top artists either refuse to come.
They're not coming.
Or they won't deal with you. They'll deal with the corporate people. Or... they'll hit you upside the head. $5,000 show. They're going to tell you $20. Yeah. Hoping you don't pay it. But if you pay it, they're going to take the money.
Here's the thing.
And still do their thing.
Here's the thing, man. From, I say, the mid-90s to like before 2000, we had a hell of a motherfucking week, boy. We had a hell of a run. And then when the 2000s kicked in, had these people come around. and just show up.
Well, I call them the new millennial drug dealer promoters.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got money. So.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm getting myself because I got money.
Let me see if I can do like
yeah.
Slim Thug or somebody told me. Throw a concert and clean my money up.
Yeah.
Pay 10 for a concert, make 100,000 and say I got it cleaned up. Yeah. Don't work like that, dipshit.
Don't work like that, man.
Don't work like that.
Don't work like that.
There's a lot more cleaning you got to do.
Absolutely.
Well, Uncle Sam coming. You gotta have that paperwork.
You gotta have that money.
You gotta have that paperwork.
That paperwork needs to
show where that money comes from.
Absolutely. First, you gotta have the paperwork right, but you got to be ready.
But as far as promotion thing, like I say, I learned the promotion game the hard way.
Yeah.
It was a guy named Arthur Kerr.
Okay.
I met in Columbia once again. I was in Columbia for a lot of shows. He brought Troop down there.
Yeah.
So I was interested in bringing Troop here when it was real hot at the time.
Yeah.
So I got with him, talked to him. Oh, man, I had the mouthpiece. I was cold. I had the mouthpiece. But he had the artist to back him up.
Right.
So I went to New York. I went to New York, New Jersey to help him do a Troop at Club Zanzibar in Elizabeth City, New Jersey, right?
Right.
So that was the fastest way I ever lost $10,000.
The fastest?
The fastest. I paid for the promotions up there thinking I'm part of the show. Come to find out, I was like the fourth out-of-town promoter that he had on the show.
What the fuck?
It was like on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I'm outside the club, mingling, doing my thing with people, and everybody's outside arguing. They say, hey, man, you the promoter? I'm like, yeah. It's like, man, you don't do no show here on a weekday. Ain't nobody coming in there, man. And y'all already lose a lot of money.
Wow.
Man, we probably had 75 total people in that club, man.
Wow.
But what nothing I could do.
Right.
He didn't take his hands in his pockets and rob me.
Yeah.
He didn't go on my, my bag and rob me when I was standing in his house.
He had a pistol and a paper.
Man. Pistol and a paper. Took me to Hot Kiss 97 up in that New York. Nigga, I was in heaven. I'm riding on the subway. I'm jewelried up. He trying to tell me to have a jewelry. Don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
But you know me. So I'm saying, whatever. I can't see. I ain't tripping off late. So he kept kicking. Once subway, I fell asleep. Well, now one time, woke up. Subway was packed.
Yeah.
He said, hey, man, I can't protect you. Go to sleep.
Yeah, man.
Quit going to sleep. Take the jewelry off and put it up, man. You're in New York. You ain't in Kansas City. So.
Yeah.
I ain't scared, but I ain't stupid.
Absolutely.
So I put everything up
till
we got off the subway. Then as we went along, I got to talk to other people that was like, man, you lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
You lucky.
On the subway,
you know what
too.
I mean? Yeah. So how I ended up getting me back once I came home, that's when he introduced me to a great brother who used to be the man, the talent guy for Major, he still is today. You might have heard his name, Mr. Mark Cheadle.
Come on, man.
That's when I first met Mark Cheadle.
You met Mark in New York?
Yeah, I met Mark in New York, in his office. Yeah, that's how the guy got me to give him that $10,000. He introduced me to Mark.
Oh, yeah. So you felt that was cool. You felt that that was cool. Yeah.
So, but after the show went down like that, and I found out how it went down, I ended up telling him, let's do another show. We ended up doing, remember the girl group Exposé?
Absolutely.
We came home about a month too late. We was doing them up in Wichita at the Cotillion Ballroom.
Yeah.
So what I did, we went up there, did everything, got the show with them, got the tickets made up, got the flyers going out. So the day of the show, I went, pulled all the money out the box office.
Absolutely.
About 4 hours for the show.
Yeah.
Came back to Kansas City. Left him up there by himself. You figure it out.
Yeah. Fair change
ain't no rob.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fair change ain't no rob.
Yeah.
And we talked on the phone a few times after that, but
yeah,
I haven't talked to the man in almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing, how he's doing, or what's happening, but
yeah.
You know, that's how I learned the game.
Absolutely.
Then I started asking questions.
Absolutely.
You know, started promoting, doing things on my own. So that's how I figured it out.
You know, we talked about two-stepping and slow dancing last time, right?
Big difference.
Hell of a difference.
Big difference.
Hell of a difference.
I'm talking about hell of a difference. So I want to elaborate just a little bit. And here's where I want to elaborate on is this. There's been a lot of controversy with two-stepping, man, right here in our own town. I mean, it went from an art.
It's a business now.
Yes.
It's not an art no more. It's a business. Everybody and mama got two-stepping classes. Not knocking you guys or you women.
None of that. We're not knocking
it 100.
That.
Some of the stuff that some of these two-steppers are teaching them are spectacular, like ballroom dancers. It's just good. Well, I mean spectacular as in the art form of it, not spectacular the stepping guy. That's confusing. He's a hell of a two-stepper.
Oh, man, that's my dude.
Yeah, he's
a
hell of a two-stepper.
Shoot back. And he's from Chicago.
The way he teaches it is from Chicago as an art form, as a dance.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm going to keep it 100.
Shoot back.
Guys like Jeff Thatcher, guys like that. Come on, man. That shit y'all doing.
Shoot back.
That ain't two-stepping, man.
Shoot back.
That ain't
two-stepper. Can I actually say, as a two-stepper myself,
that thing
is like line dancing.
Basically.
Because what it is, I'm going to tell you, and Mark can tell you, I've been through this thing. Y'all know it. I've been two-stepping since the 80s.
Yeah.
And I learned it, like you say, I learned it in the basement.
Absolutely.
In the room.
Absolutely.
I just learned how to two-step.
Yeah.
And you just did it. You did your own thing. Where it is now, if you dance with somebody that's in a class now, they dance like the class. It's automatic. It's not a.
Yep.
It's not a feeling. It's not a. Like you said, Mark said it was an art. It's an art. But when you do it now, it's like, okay, I dance like I was taught, and they count the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Five, yep. Six, four, six. And I turn on 3-2. And wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's not sensual anymore.
Yeah. Say that again, Mike.
It's
say
not
that again.
Sensual anymore.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Absolutely. All right.
Did. Like I said, right. And doing that. Yeah. It's
all right.
And learning it, I learned it. Totally different. So I watch people doing this. Like, you can watch six people do the same thing. And so that looks like a line dance.
So we,
than it does a
so,
exactly.
So Mark, I mean, just for real, and I'm not trying to knock nobody who do two-stepping, not knocking nobody do two-stepping classes. I'm not knocking none of that stuff, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. Hats off to whatever you're doing. However you getting it in, get it in. I don't care.
Let me say this. The one good thing that the two-stepping class did was get more two-steppers.
Yeah.
Because at our age, you fall up in the club now, and then ain't nobody did two-steps for a while.
Yeah.
When the two-stepping classes came,
it
was more people that was dancing.
Absolutely.
So the props, the upside of the two-stepping class is where there's two-steppers in the club.
Yeah.
So as we said, not knocking it. Because that put more two-steppers in the club. I will say that. Because you come in the club and be like, you know how to dance? You know how to dance? Nope.
Yeah.
But when two-stepping classes came, people learned how to two-step.
A lot of
people. So I give the props to teaching people how to two-step.
Absolutely.
What they took it out of was out of the basement.
Mm. Absolutely.
And they took it out of the basement.
They took away the specialty that I used to be good at part of it. Was it slow grinding,
man? See, man, that's what I'm talking about. Man. See,
I pull you close, so I'm going to grind the whole record.
Mike Mumble in here.
I'm just saying.
Mike,
I'm
just saying another thing
to tag back.
Right here.
To tag back on the promoter aspect we was talking about.
Yeah.
Just to clarify something for those who don't know. For a lot of people that's around here saying they promoters, but the only thing you promoting is parties. You're not a promoter. You're a party planner. Let's clarify.
That's what you're going to go.
You are a party planner.
Okay.
You're not a promoter.
Okay.
There's nothing in promoting a party at a club. Just say show up at this club, we're going to do it. There's nothing promotion about that. There's no disrespect to nobody.
Absolutely.
Or nothing like that at all. Yeah. I just want to clarify because I've been asked this a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
what's the difference
market
between a party promoter and a promoter? There's a big difference.
Absolutely.
So you're not promoting when you're doing parties, such as what a lot of people does. You know, but for one, for instance,
so
Tracy Bobo, you're not a promoter, dude. You're not a promoter.
Let me
you
ask
are
you
a party planner. You do good at what you're doing. Stay in your lane.
Let me ask you this, Mark. So, if I was going to do a party, and I had some flyers, and I had some tickets, and I went on the radio.
Party planner.
Oh, my God.
All day.
Party planner.
Party planner.
All day.
Party planner?
You throwing a party.
Party planner.
Hold on. What?
Barbecue. But the funny thing about it,
yeah,
you know you can go online and get a degree for that, right?
For party planning?
You didn't know that?
Man, get out of here.
You're a research guy. Look it up after that.
Oh, man.
They got a degree for
that. The miseducation of classic old school music, man.
And I am your professor.
And
welcome, Professor Ewing. Y'all welcome, Professor Ewing.
Big shout out, man, to Africana Art. Big shout out to my boy Byron, man. If you're looking for some fantastic art, man, I mean, you know, you definitely need to look at my dude, man, Byron here, man. Location one building, man. Africana Art, man. He, I mean, doesn't matter. Your business, your home, African art, man. He's a real African art dealer. I'm talking about he got some exquisite pieces. This podcast is also sponsored by Cascade Media Group. You know, big shout out to Cascade Sports. KC, what's up? KC Business Association. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Exquisite Living Cigars. You know what I'm saying? For the smokers. Also,
I just gotta be fair, man, with the party planner thing, man.
Okay, man.
I don't want Tracy to think I'm just picking on him. Tracy Bobo, Jeff Thatcher, Melvin Strong, mm-hmm. Ron L. Frederick, and a host of you other cats, you're not promoters, man. You're party planners. I'm exclude my live and die, ride or die homeboy, Sean Copeland, because he does various other things that we cannot talk about here on this show.
Absolutely
so
not.
So, therefore, he doesn't go into none of that category.
Yeah.
But you other cats, I'm just going to keep 100 with you. There ain't no hating, man. I'm just identifying and declaring exactly what you are. You can take it as hating how you want to, but you know what to do with that. Like this. Ooh. Yeah. Swallow that shit.
Yeah.
You need to party practice, man, nobody, not promoters.
Ain't nobody picking on people, man.
I just had to clarify. So Tracy wouldn't think I was just picking on him. Yeah. I named everybody that called us to do something. I ain't going to talk about D Bar, because I see she's got her hands in a whole bunch of other stuff. So she probably is a promoter, whatever I've seen her doing. She's busy.
Yeah, she's getting
busy. She's busy. She's busy. I got to give her a prop. She's busy. Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out. Mm-hmm. I gotta give a shout out, man, to a little cat, man, who's been extremely busy. Busy Benton. He started a page called KC Where You At.
Oh, that's him. He's always tagged like some hashtag Where You At.
Everything, man. shout out to Busy. He started this page, man, allowing people to promote whatever was going on in Kansas City. And hats off to him. He's got
that. And what's the name of the one brother that got his own little newspaper? His own little paper. What's his name?
Dave Jordan.
Dave Jordan.
Shout out to Dave.
Yeah, shout out for that drip water. I just had some today. It's fire.
Yeah, I got my drip water too.
I see that brother everywhere passing out them his little newspaper.
But
he's doing his thing.
Here's the thing about that, Mark, man. I'm gonna just say this, man, and big shout out to Dave, man. Dave, man, has featured me in his newspaper, man, for years. I never had to ask him. It was just always a surprise. I think one time I told him that I wanted to do something, and I was doing one of my networking events, and he featured the whole networking event.
Well, if he ever wants to do you again, tell him to come talk to me so I can give him the real history of it, man.
Don't listen to Marcus Ewing.
you don't want to tell him that?
Like you said, shout out to Dave.
Shout out to Dave.
Back in 1987 to 89, Earl was mysteriously worldly known as Tata Licious.
Oh, hell no. Don't believe that.
His stage name was Tata
Licious. Don't believe
he would be stripping at your neighborhood car wash.
Don't listen to this fool, man.
Not naive.
At all. You can see him on 60th and Truth.
Hey,
getting busy not at all. In the green thong.
Hey, all he needed was a good promoter.
Hey. Never believe what he said. You did. Never believe none of that.
One thing they do know,
that boy gonna go get that bag. I ain't getting the bag that way.
Y'all should have seen the look on Earl's face as I set that joke up.
Hey, listen.
The look on his face, man, was priceless.
Hold on. Let me shout out to Dave. Check this
when
out.
When I first opened my shop, Dave just started to talk.
Yeah.
And he put my shop in there, so I got good love for Dave.
Absolutely.
He came through because we just opened.
Absolutely.
He took all our pictures, put it in there, and it was the first edition of The
Talk of the Town.
Yeah,
man. Dave, he ran it.
I was on the cover, and he was like, hey, they in the thing. So Dave is about the community. He will help
Dave is really, he really is. He really is about the community, man. He really, the one thing, man, first of all, last week, kind of blew me away, Mark, on this one, man. He texted me, and he sent me this picture, man, and he put my new logo in the paper for Squeeze 11, man, and I mean, it just blew me away, man, because you know, sometimes people don't understand the real, just the give back, and I'm gonna just keep it a buck, man. When you was doing all the promotion things, you gave back, man, a lot. People don't know this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, they don't know. See, one thing that they don't talk about. See, we easy to talk about the nonsense. We so easy to talk about, but we don't talk about the give back.
Right.
You know, and I done seen you get. First of all, hold on. I done seen you give away tickets. I done seen you bless people. I done seen you let people backstage. I done seen all that.
All that.
You know what I'm saying? What happened to the real authentic, being real with your brother?
A lot of these cats wears a cup from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Best cliche I could use.
Yeah.
A lot of them wasn't cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
It wasn't raised the way, you know what I'm saying, I was. They talk about it, but won't walk it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not a real spiritual guy, but I do believe you give a blessing, you receive something.
Absolutely.
From,
it's a reciprocated
law. At this age, I'm trying to live off blessings alone.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Now I'm more into the kids. As you see, I referee.
Absolutely.
I'm teaching kids. I'm on the court refereeing. I'm teaching kids the game of basketball as
absolutely.
Well as officiating.
Because
so
that's something that you love.
A lot of the officials I be refereeing with hate that because
yeah.
they just there for that check.
Yeah.
The check is cool.
Yeah.
Because I need to eat. But the first reason I'm there is to give back to these kids.
Absolutely.
Man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They need that.
Mark, I should teach them that about how to shoot.
Pretty much.
Are we talking about basketball?
After
they talk about basketball.
After class, I'm with it. You need to work on your shot.
Not teaching
them
how to pass. This is how it is.
Marcus Ewing,
he does not teach them how to pass.
And if he's
teaching them how to go,
first of all, if he
25 and out,
if he pass you the ball, if he pass you the ball, he wants the ball back.
Right. That's an assist.
And he gonna talk about your ass if he don't pass. He like, man, I was
thinking about you because it's like, okay, I ain't gonna get your assist up because you gonna give it back to me.
That mind frame, that concept got me to KU and overseas.
Hey boy,
so I did something right.
We gotta give you a round of applause.
Hey, as you say, much love, Mark. I'm gonna tell you, as you say, real giving back. I bet Mark on the giving back move.
Yeah.
I wasn't on Mark's level. Mark came back to a 913 dude. And now I just thought about it.
Yeah,
it might have been because he was infiltrating on my side. He might have been trying to get me on his side.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark.
Right.
Mark took care of me back in the day. And maybe I ain't never told him this, but he took care of me back in the day. I wasn't in that bracket they was in.
Yeah
that's the first time I met you and your running buddy back then, the Reverend James Bird.
The Reverend Doctor.
Yeah. Reverend Doctor James Bird.
James Bird, man.
You know, I ain't gonna say too much. I don't wanna spit that man's image up, but
because
everybody think mine was tainted. I ain't always been a dirty guy. You know, I used to run with some good people.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Dr. James Absolutely. Bird, me and Eric Wynn, we used to run tight.
Absolutely.
Play ball and everything.
Absolutely.
So that guy let you know that all my life wasn't criminal minded if I used to run with James Bird.
Absolutely, man. Hey, man. For real talk.
Comma.
For real talk. Straight up. Hey, man, I want to go into this, Mark, real quick. I want to go into this real quick, man.
Come on, man. What you got?
We talked about some badass white boys last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We talked about Michael McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Bad boy.
We talked about Brian Culberson.
Right.
A lot of people don't know about that boy.
Yeah, they sleep on Brian. I was sleeping on him for a while until I seen a video of him. I never knew it was him. I always thought it was a black dude that was singing that.
Yeah.
Some of the collaborations he's done.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys sleep on some white guys, like the song... 18 with a Bullet.
Oh, man, come on.
Came out in 1972.
Yeah.
Everybody think that's a black guy?
Yeah.
White guy named Pete Wingfall.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pete Wingfall.
Yeah.
18 with a Bullet.
Hell of a name.
What's the name of the show again?
The City
Education.
Show.
The Miseducation of Good Old School R&B.
Yeah, the topic. The topic.
Topic.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So,
so Blue Eyes Soul, baby. So everybody knew about Hall & Oates.
Hold on. Now listen. I'm not taking nothing from Hall & Oates.
Right.
They had some good music.
Oh, yeah.
Not taking nothing away from them. But we clarify something with AWB.
Mm. Okay.
We clarify a lot. Their category is incredible.
Oh, incredible.
Their category is incredible. Okay.
This really going to mess you up, too. A white man from London, England, came, started out with a folk band.
Yeah.
Had them hot. Went on to become one of the greatest producers in our time. He was with the group Heatwave. You know who it is?
Give it to us. I know that dude.
He produced Off the Wall, Michael Jackson.
Oh, shit. Why is this dude's name, man?
Give it up.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? He's the white guy. Come on, man. No, I'm a teaser. Since the internet is out there, Google up the group Heatwave. And the white guy that was a keyboard player and wrote and produced all their hits and their songs. He was with the group Heatwave.
Man, I know.
Michael Jackson's hits. Michael Jackson's biggest hits before Quincy Jones came in.
Yeah.
This white guy here produced damn near everybody's song. Poor white guy.
I got the dude's face, man, right here. Because when you said Heatwave, you gave it away right there.
I'm a tease. I'm letting them Google that so they like Googling. Man. Somebody done did it already because they quit with that phone and that computer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Boy,
on the show tonight, they're going to be able to tell you who what.
Yeah. That's somebody homework assignment.
Who else you got, Blue Eyes? So, we got a lot more we can do now.
Especially
one group that had the crossover hit. They was a pop group, but they had a crossover hit that we all.
This is what I need you to explain. Because we talked about it just a little bit. We talked about pop, and we talked about R&B. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people started, and you know, some people started in R&B, went to pop, and somebody went to pop to come over. It's hard to come back from pop to R&B. Why?
Well, because pop, to be honest with you, break it down financially wise. Pop gonna get you paid.
Absolutely.
Because pop covers multi-cultures.
Yeah.
Cultures. R&B specifically only really covers one culture.
Yeah.
That's the black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But pop is going to cover everything.
Absolutely.
And usually when you go pop, that one culture that you lose, is he going to sleep while he holding the phone?
Absolutely. I'm going to turn the video off.
Getting back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Usually when black artists, predominantly black artists, go pop, the black audience doesn't really accept them or bring them back.
Yeah.
It's only two right off the bat that I can name that really did that and they accepted them back. I'll say three. Was a female. Whitney Houston, Prince, and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was, I mean,
they would not, they can always come back.
You got to bring Prince.
They can always come back. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's pretty much the difference between pop and R&B. R&B is more, stands for rhythm and blues.
Absolutely.
So that covers blues. You know what I'm saying? All your black music, as they say, demographically, as they say. Yeah. Pop covers all other cultures.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you got the Latinos got their own Latin music. They got their own thing.
Hey, boy. Let me tell you something, man.
I didn't know who that was. Was you looking for?
Nah, I wasn't looking for
it. First of all, man, I get down with them Latinos, that music, man. Bro, shout out to, I'm talking about Cascade Media, man. Unk put me up.
Can't understand their music, but they got some nice music out there.
Hey, man.
And I ain't even got to worry about listening to music. Boy. I just turned on Telemundo just to watch the TV.
Hey, listen.
What's in they milk?
Hey, man. First of all, I used to watch that damn Spanish channel.
Univision. I don't watch soap operas, but I used to watch soap operas.
Hey, boy.
Couldn't understand shit.
Hey, boy.
But the visual aspect was phenomenal.
Hey, Mark. Hey, man. I started watching this shit, man, and I was like, this is incredible. I'm talking about dude be macking so hard. I was like, boy, damn, why did I not record this shit? I'm talking about dude be macking so hard. Or like, get the and then she get, and then she hit him back, and the next thing they in the bed. What part? I'm like, I need to know what the hell he said.
That's what I mean.
I need to know what he said. Hey, man.
They had like about three white guys in it, I think.
Yeah.
He's only one. I can tell you who this is when you say his name.
Hey, Mario. Oh, that's bass guitar.
Keyboard.
He played keyboards.
Yeah, we got EB doing a little homework, man.
Easy.
EB doing a little bit of homework. So, Mark, man, we talked about one-handed quitters. We talked about...
you get it yet?
We talked about... We talked about male artists, female artists. What is it, man, that you really want to give the people today? Because, you know, we need to give them a little bit of education. What is it that you want to give them today because you broke down some phenomenal women today?
I just want to give them an education on good old school music, where music really, really comes from. Lyrically, just listen to the lyrics of some of the stuff that either I play or that you know or that you hear.
Yeah.
The lyrics alone, trust me, will make you feel a certain way.
Absolutely.
You can have, like I say, the most shittiest day there is, or be mad at the world.
Yeah.
Listen to certain songs, and the lyrics will just take it away.
Bring you back.
So I'm just trying to do what I do on Facebook. Now, like I say, first and foremost, I always got to let them know, I am not a DJ.
Say it again.
I am not a DJ.
Who are you?
I am just a musical connoisseur.
Absolutely.
Who has some knowledge, not all knowledge, some knowledge of R&B music because I lived it.
Absolutely.
Ain't knocking nobody, ain't tooting myself, ain't thinking I'm better than nobody, because the guys out there that are more educated of it than me, but we are the best of friends of it, such as Tony G, Myron Ford.
Absolutely.
Author Mr. President Dance.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We discuss this music every time we see each other.
Absolutely. And this is what we do. And it's just the art, man. You know what I mean? It's just the art. I mean, you cannot get together with real people and not discuss something that affects you.
At all.
Music affects you. It not only helps you, but the music is something that soothes your soul.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, big shout out to Tony G, man. Shout out to Mr. President. You know, I mean, huge, huge shout out to President. Man.
People sleep on the music.
Oh,
too.
My God,
people sleep
man.
On the knowledge of their music and the library catalog that he has.
God, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Right. Yeah, man. You know, Chris King, I've never seen this catalog, but I was told that Tony G has become into the lucky hands of Chris King catalog.
Get out of here.
I'm hella jealous of that.
Get out of here.
I'm hella jealous of that. But one thing about
Tony G got the Chris King.
Tony G got the Chris King catalog.
Ooh,
I'm Chris King. I'm Brittany Bell. And we'll see you there.
So
one thing I can say,
yeah,
I will have that library too. Absolutely. Tony's going to share it with me because we like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We like that.
Yeah, man.
But just imagine that, folks. The man was on the air for almost 50 years. Matter of fact, since the radio station started.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what his catalog
before
got in it.
I mean.
But hold on, one thing real quick. E, release that name of that guy I was talking about that produced all them hits that was number one man. His name is Rod Temperton, folks.
That's it.
Look up Rod Temperton. The man, like these verses that was going on with all these producers battling each other.
Yeah,
I bet one of them go up against him.
Oh no, they can't with him.
It won't go up against Rod Temperton.
They can't.
That man's catalog, his music production, people he's producing, songs he's wrote.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
But here's the thing,
and he's a white guy.
Here's the thing about it, man. That dude got catalogs under his belt.
Most definitely.
I think on the next show, man, I think we need to talk about producers more.
Well, you might as well say next week. Today is Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's the weekend coming up. We might do something tomorrow. It's up to you.
It's up to you. I don't know. You're going
to
hit them with the ladies tomorrow.
Oh, most definitely. So
and then we're going to come back.
Yeah,
and then we'll come back. But here's the thing, Mark. I really think, man, that we need to shine some light on these producers. Because what people don't really understand is that there's the producer, the executive producer. We need to really shine some light on that.
The definition between that to explain to some people who really don't know.
Yeah.
Whenever you see an executive producer and the name, 9.8 times out of 10, that's the money person.
Absolutely.
That's the money person.
Absolutely.
Now, the producer... that's the one who just sit back and produce and make everything go. That don't necessarily mean he put or wrote everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, unless his name is Prince. Look on Prince first 10 albums.
Absolutely.
What they say?
Prince.
All songs written, produced, arranged, and performed by Prince.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's what a producer is. Dr. Dre. He's a modern day producer. People might get with and really understand. But the difference between producer and exec producer, the exec producer is really just basically the backing, the
money. Absolutely.
For those who don't know that.
Absolutely.
And if you don't want to question my little bit of knowledge of it,
Google it.
Look it up like you always do.
But
Google it.
Here's the thing, Mark. And the reason why I say that, man, is because people don't really understand the concept of producing.
Right.
And I'm talking about, we've been around producers. And I think we need to clarify that. You clarified it on that point, but I'm just saying. And then, man, you know, we talked about something, man, you know, before we get out of here, man. We talked about something, man, that really, man, it really hurts my heart, man. All these phenomenal groups, man, got flim-flam with these contracts.
It's still going on today. It's going to continue to go on.
Reading is fundamental.
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Reading is fundamental.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Just the reading part of it, and then a lot of them be so quick that they get caught up in that stardom word that they don't read the contract and just sign it. Or nowadays, best thing I can tell people, go get you a music entertainment lawyer. Just get a lawyer.
Yes.
Get an entertainment lawyer. Absolutely. That's their specialty.
Absolutely.
Entertainment. So you won't get fizzled up and messed up. Absolutely. That's what I can tell you. That's the best education I give you.
Absolutely.
You know, don't go out there and do it and jump into it and think, I done did 9 videos, I should be paid. Okay, you're going to do 9 videos. You're still going to go back down there and stay in Parker Square. No, absolutely. Knock on Parker Square.
Absolutely.
But that's probably where they go back to living.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about a lot, man, on the next show. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave y'all the same way I always do. You know, I always leave y'all with the quote of the day. And the quote of the day comes from Muhammad Ali. I was watching a lot of Muhammad Ali. And first and foremost, hey, Mark, before we go, man, I got to say this, man. This one quote by Muhammad Ali, man, really, really, it resonates. It really resonates, man, with what's happening right now. It says, the service to others is the right you pay for being here on earth. And he broke it down. He said, when he says service, it's the rent that you pay to be here on earth. The service to others is the rent you pay to be here on earth. Your man Earl B. Me and Marcus, we be back with another chapter. And we're going to talk about the producers. We're going to talk about the DJs. We're going to talk about the artists. We're going to talk about this music game. We're going to talk about this music that we love, this old school music. Make sure y'all keep your eye out for the snippets. Because he's going to give you some snippets.
Just a little bit more.
He's going to give you some snippets.
You know what I'm saying? All about that.
So you know what? I'm going to leave y'all with this. I'm going to leave y'all with this.
And we do not own rights to this music.
It's to sit down with your man, Earl B. I'm going to leave y'all with that, you know. I'm out.